Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives, Blog Talk Radio show. This is our 552nd show, so be sure to check out all our shows here and all our interviews that we've done over the years. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. We're also on iTunes, and also be sure to check us out on Spotify. I'm Marianne, and you can find me at mama_hooch, and we have a full house here tonight. We have Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hi, I'm at REXJDK at Twitter.
Okay. And we have the Diva, Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Diva Abdul.
Okay. And Anna just came on at the last minute. Hi, Anna.
Hello. You can find me at Kazi Hooch on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay. And we have our Diva friend, Nikki, joining us tonight.
Hey,
I don't know if you're on Twitter.
Hi.
But I know you.
Hi. Yeah, you can find me at Leanne Hunley Fans on Instagram.
On Instagram,
oh, yeah, that's a great account. You do a great job with
that. Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I guess everybody enjoyed the show on Friday. I think that's
kind of
where I'm going to start, because it's been the best show, one of some of the best scenes for Teo and Leanne, anyway, since we're all, since we don't get to see them a whole lot and they don't use them the way they should use them, but whoever wrote that script on Friday was great. I think maybe some of the stuff might have been ad-libbed in there, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those writers definitely, whoever it was, must have, been tapping into the 1985 Tana, because I just saw them come out again. I'm like, finally, I love it.
Yeah.
I had to run a last minute errand for my mom, and I was driving. I was trying to listen to it while I was, watch it while I was parked and listen to it, literally parked, not just driving and stopped, just to clarify. And in and out and trying to hear it. And so I had to pull over and watch the Tana scenes. And I was dying. I was like, oh, my gosh, she is so digging her own grave. It reminded me of the 80s. It really did.
Oh, yeah.
And he was playing her the whole time, and I can't believe she didn't realize.
Yep, and he said he
was like, surely. Yeah, and when he started going after all the things she loved, and he's like, and then I'm going to go in the cellar, and we probably should get rid of all the wine. And she's like, well, we don't have to do that. There are other people.
How about the part where Tony asked Anna if she was going to breastfeed their baby?
Oh, I love that. He says, oh, and you're going to breastfeed our baby, right? And did you see what she did, Nikki? She put her hands across her breast like an O.
Oh, yeah. That was it.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, anyway, this all started because she was on the phone with Nicole, and Nicole's worried that she's going to tell. And, oh, so not knowing that, this is soap land, they always blab out. She says, well, no, I'm not going to tell anybody about the pregnancy. And at that exact moment, she looks up and Tony's standing there with this big grin on his face.
Big smile.
Oh, boy. Yes, big smile, I know. And then he sits down and he said, is it more or less at grilling or back up. She said to Nicole, said, who's there? And she said, oh, it's just the waiter.
Yeah.
And he says, then when she hangs up, she says, well, ma'am, can I take your order or something about it? Or would you rather have the special?
I feel like that was another ad lib. It just sounds so much like a tail line, doesn't it, Marianne?
Yeah.
I bet they enjoyed those I bet they enjoyed those. That was great.
Yeah. Well, I know Teo had said that was, and he even said it on Twitter, that was one of their, it was a very fun scene and one of their favorite scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun to do. So, yeah.
I and, love it. You know, yeah. before Anna said, oh, Dr. Rolfe and fertility treatments, when she said, I'm pregnant, I'm thinking, oh, yay, that means there's a chance that Tony and Anna still do it.
Yeah, maybe Dr. Rolfe can do that. Maybe Anna's on to something.
Well, you know, that is such a red herring, though, for all of us who want, you know, it's like how long have we wanted that conversation to begin with as
yeah.
far as, like, we always wanted to have a kid that never did or whatever. And it was like, oh, you're making all the Tana fans cry.
Yes, because you never gave us one. You never gave them a baby.
I love that. Yeah. I even told my mom.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't even watch the show. I'm like, I've got to show you. She knows who the actors are and stuff. I was like, I have got to show you this tomorrow. Like, I've just got to show you. But, I mean, I'd be appreciated by anybody, even if you don't know the history. But it was fun. It was so good.
If you guys get a chance, go on my Instagram, and I had to make a collage of all of Anna's faces that she made while trying to lie
that.
To Tony. It was funny. It actually, Taya was the first person to like it. I was like, okay, I'm accepted.
Yeah, I mean, between both of their facial expressions, I mean, like, Taya's really great with his expressions, and so is she.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's just like, it was like this, that back and forth they could have just done with facial expressions, and it was really funny. So he's trying to find out from her, and he says, well, who is with child? And she's like, she doesn't know what to say, and she goes, oh, it's me. And then she goes, and he looks at, did you see how he went from a smile to a like, what? So, yeah.
You're about 13 years too late, Anna.
Yes. So she explains all this fertility stuff and Dr. Rolfe, and she says, oh, we hit pay dirt. Like, I'm pregnant. So she said about, oh, he said, oh, it's such a blessing. And so she goes about celebrating. So she goes to make a toast, and he grabs the glass from her and said, well, no, 9 months of sobriety. And even afterwards, and then he brought up the breastfeeding, and you know. So, and what, Abby, you mentioned about, well, we have to clean out the wine cellar and all the foods that wouldn't be good for you. Oh,
yeah,
and he
no
said all the no-nos for mummy. He says, mummy, all the no-nos
well,
for mummy.
Like, well,
he called her that a few times.
I swear that was ad-libbed. Yeah, no-nos
what
for mummy.
What was that with her? Oh, yeah.
He said,
and
all
like,
the no-nos
we'll
for
to
mummy.
Get rid of all of your soft cheeses.
Soft cheeses.
Yeah, the cheeses.
He knows
yeah.
all the buttons to push. That's
yep.
hilarious, too. He knows all of them.
No,
all
but
love.
You know what, you know, and none of her, you know, and the alcohol and, yeah, all the stuff.
Caffeine.
And say.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. She says, we'll go through that
yeah,
whole
but when he said that,
together.
no for mummies.
And then
oh,
he
my gosh.
About how he's like, have you made your first appointment yet? He's like, I really want to
I'll
be
go
involved.
With you.
Go to all the appointments. He just really twisted it for it.
And he says, you know, parenting is such a sacrifice. So
yeah.
you have to sacrifice. Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, there were just so many. I started, like, jotting them down. So I have to jot all these down because when I watched it again, you know, all the different things that they said back and forth
when,
to each other.
Yeah. And then when she finally got caught and she says, well, okay, I promised I wouldn't say anything. And I have to keep that sacred vow. And as soon as she said that, she realized, oh, wait, I said the sacred vow to you. You know,
because
like, you know,
he says, well, if you're some, so he says, well, maybe you aren't pregnant. He says, it's Nicole, isn't it? And she says,
yeah,
oh, darn
so Anna
you.
Didn't really tell him. I think Anna's
yeah.
going to get a bad rap. She didn't really tell him. He kind of figured it out. And
right.
But Nicole was
you
like,
know,
why are you talking in public about this? Like, is there anyone
around? Well, yeah,
around?
But she did.
He,
the only thing she did was say pregnant about, I'm not going to tell anybody about your pregnancy. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what.
Yeah.
He figured it out. She didn't actually tell him.
True. Yeah.
And he
true.
Said, well, you've been Nicole's confidant, and she's been telling you, you know, when you said you had, he just figured it out because he knew those two had been close.
Yeah.
And before we go on, you know, during, I know we'll talk about the Damara scene, but in the cliffhanger, it seemed, they made it seem like Tony was going to spill the beans, and it, and one of the spoilers for Monday says Anna's going to try to, you know, stop Tony from saying anything. I could just see her just, like, he's about to talk, she just grabs him and kisses him or something. So I can't wait to see that on Monday.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, he threatened, he did threaten to tell, he says, you know, I have to tell EJ, it's, you know, it's my brother. She says, but I promise Nicole, and you can't do that. So, yeah, he's threatening to tell EJ. So anybody else have any, I know Jen or Carrie, did you have anything, to, you know, that you liked about it or anything we forgot?
I could have watched that episode all week.
Okay, yeah. So Carrie, is there anything we forgot?
Oh,
she liked,
no, I just thought it was perfect that Leanne was so good as Anna, and, you know, going along with the story, and then Teo was so great with, acted like he was falling for it, and then, yeah, then he started telling her about the lifestyle changes, and that was pretty good. Yeah, I loved it. I thought, first thing in the morning, the first thing I did was text you guys that how much you guys were going to love that scene. It was so funny.
Yeah. See, now that's what we've been waiting to see, and I wish that just that they would have a little bit more of that and have them interacting a lot more, especially since there's all these Damaras not. And I really like the whole idea of all these Damaras together. I guess we could talk about that because then they go back. You know, Tony and Anna, when this is all over, they go back to the mansion, and who's all there? Like EJ and Megan and
Kristen.
Stefan and Gabby.
Kristen. Yep.
Yeah. Well, what happened is Megan came back, and she's talking to Stefano. Do you notice how they all talk to Stefano? We've had Tony talk to Stefano and EJ and Johnny. And now Megan came back and was talking to Stefano. She called him daddy, I think, at one point. But Teo's already done that, too. A lot of times it's father, but every once in a while they'll say daddy or whatever. And then EJ comes in. And at first he didn't know who she was, of course. But then figured it out. You know, she told him. And he didn't want her to stay. And, you know, now he's trying to get Megan on his side. In the meantime,
he's playing her.
They're all vying for. And I don't know who thinks that Megan and Kristen are gonna try to work together.
Did you guys see Kristen's face every time like Megan walked in or when Megan was talking? Kristen does not seem happy, and it seems like Stefan is more. You know, he was toasting to Kristen while EJ toasts to Megan. So I think there's definitely going to be some overcrowding at that Damara table. You know, there's going to be conflict.
Exactly.
So you need conflict for a story, especially in the Damara. How long have we been saying we would love all the Damaras in the mansion, but then there'd be conflict? Well, we're finally going to get it. So I'm really looking forward for that.
Yeah, but the sad thing is I don't know how much Tony and Anna are going to be involved in this. I think it's going to be more... Stefan, EJ, Kristen, you know, and Megan.
Happy they had Teo and Leanne and Miranda, or Megan, Anna, and Tony reunite, because they actually were the only ones that in that group that had scenes with her, and I've said this before, in the late
80s. Knew her.
Yes, I mean, I have clips of it and on my Instagram. I love any time things like that from the past come back. And so I was really happy to see that.
Yeah, like how Megan called Roman Chris.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yes. How they threw, she says, I don't know why I want to call you Chris. And I was kind of like, that was the only reference. So, but Roman didn't say anything back, they did things like that, but I liked it. Everybody liked
that.
It's funny in the Damara house. What everybody thought of that.
Did you notice Roman didn't respond at all when she called him Chris?
He did not. Nobody said anything. No.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
That was a good line, though, because, yeah, that's what when I first started tuning in, like, 2006 again after a long break, I was like, why are they calling Chris Costas Roman? Like, I didn't understand. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was good.
I just wanted to ask anybody, if you watched the thing in the mansion, when Tony come in, Kristen gave him a big hug, and they talked a little bit, and she welcomed him. And then Tony and Ann are standing there, and Megan comes in, and she says, Tony, and he has his hands like he's going to hug her. Then she goes over, but they did not show that part.
I know.
That was bad. Do you think that was that editing? Was?
I didn't like that.
They had Gabby and Stefan talking.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait, where's the hug?
Where's the hug? You could hear them in the background hugging. You know, you could hear like, oh, you know, Tony, you could hear him say, well, you know, would somebody hug somebody? And then Tony like walked across and started talking to EJ. It was just the weirdest. It didn't look right. It did not flow right at all. So I'm thinking somehow, and here we were waiting for the reunion of Megan, Tony, and Anna, and we didn't even see it.
I know.
And basically.
But you know what else is weird, even though
I
would like to see the hug, is that the last time they were in a room together, Megan and Tony didn't even know back then that Megan was his sister. He found out after she, quote-unquote, died. So it just,
I
don't know. But I really, camera angles was really weird at that point.
It was weird. Yeah. I think somebody messed up is what I mean, I don't think it should have been. I wouldn't think they would want it done that way. I don't know. It's like how John and Marlena hijacked the Tony and Anna reunion. Well, not Gabby and Stefan hijacked Megan and Tony and Anna reunion. That's kind of like how it went.
I am still bitter. Still bitter.
Yeah. And I don't even know what Gabby said something to Stefan. I don't even know what it was. It didn't make sense. It was like really weird. I don't know. Did anybody else notice that? Anna, Gary, nobody? Yeah. That was weird.
Nope. I didn't notice.
No?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because we didn't even see them hugging.
We're just too perceptive, Marianne.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I was just waiting for that, and when I saw Megan go towards them, but then we didn't see it. Okay, I guess she's over there hugging them, I guess, but they're not going to let us see it. All right. I guess Tony, is that how it ended with Tony? Everybody was making toasts, right, EJ?
Yeah.
Made a toast, and I don't know, did Stefan or whoever, and then Tony said, well, he wanted to say something to EJ. So, and Anna has that scared look on her face.
Uh-oh.
So, I don't know. Does anybody think he's going to tell or not tell?
No.
I don't think he will.
No.
He will.
Because there's too many people now who know. It's going to be like, who told? Because there's so many people that know she's pregnant. And Leo, is it Leo? I think Leo on Monday is about to come on with Nicole, and he's going to know that she's pregnant too. So it's like you have all these people. So I don't think so. I think it's going to be like a whodunit.
Oh, now speaking of that and the pregnancy, we have Sloan, who ran into Nicole and now knows that she wants to take about the DNA test. So what do you think about their plot to try to get a swab of EJ and Eric? Now, is that the only way? Can't you get DNA from a piece of hair
or their
toothbrush?
Not for
a paternity.
Paternity. I think it's just blood or spit.
Okay.
So unless she's planning on stabbing him or something when he's asleep, I don't think they're going to do it that way.
Yeah.
Didn't she just grab his toothbrush?
Oh,
that's what
there
I
you
thought.
Go.
Yeah, somebody else. Yes, because there's...
That'd be the easiest thing to do.
It. Yeah. But I guess it's for the plot. You know, we have to, I don't know. So who's a, there's going to be a baby switch here, right? Or a DNA switch.
Probably.
Who do you think the father is going to be?
Not
a spoiler. Eric. But I kind of want it to be EJ, honestly.
Excuse me.
Well, is Pallone going to, because I missed this. I got through the Tannis, that first Tannis scene that we were talking about, and then a little bit after that on the Friday episode. But now is Sloane supposed to get a sample from Eric?
Yeah.
Because
yes.
Who on earth would trust her? Why didn't she just get a sample from her brother or something?
Why would Nicole trust her?
Why on earth would she just not get some rando? I mean, I don't
understand. Because she's hoping it's EJ, not Nicole.
Yes,
that's why she's saying, let me help you.
Else's? Well, the thing of it is, if it came back that neither of them were, then Nicole would know that that Sloane did a fake sample. But otherwise...
Yeah, but how is somebody else going to swab his teeth? You know what I mean? How is somebody else?
Yeah.
Because she said,
I guess what I'm trying to say is, okay, I'm just trying to say, with Sloane, if she's relying on Sloane to go get a swab, why wouldn't Sloane just get somebody else's saliva? Because that way it's for sure would show up in the test as not Eric. Does that make sense?
Because then it would show whoever that person that...
Yeah, but
she
they wouldn't know.
Nicole's not gonna say, okay, I did not sleep with whoever you. So she's gonna know
it's
fake. And
but they would only know that if they have that saliva on that DNA on file. You know what I'm saying? The DNA test doesn't say, oh, it's John Smith down the street.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, that's right.
So that's why I'm saying, like, I wouldn't trust Sloane to do that.
No, Sloane. So Nicole's not gonna try EJ at all then? She's just relying on Sloane? Or is Nicole going to do EJ while Sloane does Eric? I can't remember.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do.
Okay, so...
But I heard that she might get Colin.
That's why I'm saying...
Sloane.
Well, that's why I'm saying...
Because
she
doesn't
want it
to be Eric's.
I didn't see that scene at all, but I'm just saying logically that what would be her motivation in getting Eric's actual sample? Because then if it comes out a match, right away she's going to lose it. You know, she's going to have the complication of the love of his life.
That's why I heard she
child.
Gets Colin's DNA.
So that's why I didn't even
Eric's.
Know that, but, like, I just guessed
it. Well, I don't know.
I
heard that as a spoiler. I heard that as a rumor.
Yeah.
But that's what I heard.
I mean, that's what I would think that she would do. I mean, I don't know, but I'm just saying.
I don't know why Nicole trusted her to do it.
Definitely not Matt. She would definitely not want Eric's real sample, because then if it was Eric's baby, it comes back as a Matt, then she's got a whole new problem. Now, the only problem would be if it comes back inconclusive for both samples, then she knows it is Eric's. But she would know that, not Nicole, you know, necessarily. But I don't know. You know what I'm saying? She would know if Sloane, I don't know, never mind. But Sloane would know if it's not EJ's, it would definitely be Eric's, even if the sample is a bogus sample.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, anyway. I don't know. So, anyway.
I don't know. But I think there's some messing with the DNA, however it is.
Oh, they're every single time
happen.
They're having
yep.
this. I don't even know why they bother doing DNA tests in that town.
At that hospital.
Really?
We've been abused so many times. I mean, like, I don't even know.
Now, do you think Nicole's actually going to give birth to a baby? I mean, is she really going to have a baby?
Oh. Yeah, because there's been some spoilers out there. Oh, there was a leaked script or something that was on.
Oh.
About Sloane asking Eric, how's the baby? That was one part of the script or something. I think, was that on Jason's? That one on his site or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. We talked about that before, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wondering, you know, so... I think she is going to have it. All right. Okay. Now we have the whole Colin and the whole Italian Colin and falling off the roof and and not getting hurt at Harley. A couple bruises. I don't think anybody broke any bones. Then poor Abe gets hit with a rolling pin and he's in major surgery. I mean, okay. And then we have Jada. Chanel is screaming at her to because they arrested, they arrested Colin and also Sloan, too. So, well, you arrested my brother, you know, you got to arrest, your sister.
Yeah. Why does Jada have to do that? Why can't Ray step up?
Yeah, I don't know why they had her instead of Rafe. Or was Rafe there? I can't even remember.
Yeah, he was standing right there.
Was there? Oh, okay. I don't know. So she arrested Talia. No, I don't know what's going to – anybody know, have any idea what's going to happen with those two? Are they sticking around or are they going to get off, I wonder? I guess Sloan – or Colin wants Sloan to help him. I don't know. But I don't know. Do you think it's over? I'm glad it's over. I'm glad it's, come to light. I don't know what's going to happen with those two, but now it's, we don't have to hear Pauline yelling anymore.
And Colin can take a hike.
Oh, I do not like him at all. That character. But you know what? There's so many other characters I didn't like when they first came on. But then a lot of them make you like, I don't know, slowly but a little bit. That Sloan kind of like growing on me a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's anybody else think? Because I couldn't stand her before. But
I can take her or leave her.
Yeah. So, okay. Let's see. Okay. Oh. The whole immunity thing, Shane, because Andrew was, we saw that Andrew was tied up, and then they called, and Dimitri, isn't it so easy? First, Kristen wasn't even named in the beginning, and all of a sudden now it's Kristen, Megan, and Dimitri, three of them want the immunity. Yeah. And it happened just like that. Just like that. I mean, really? But anyway.
And you know what? I gotta chip in. My mom asked me, she's like, do any of your diva friends know if Shane Donovan's coming back? Because they've sure been mentioning him a lot. And I'm like, I don't
know.
I don't know if
he's
coming back because He's actually got a full-time contract on General Hospital right now as Victor Cassadine.
No, he left.
But he left.
Yeah.
He's done,
When did he leave?
A couple weeks ago.
Oh,
yeah, not
really?
Not long ago. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So maybe he is going to come back for a short thing then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Teresa's coming back, too.
I hope.
So. Yeah.
Who else?
Teresa.
Oh, okay.
Jen Lilly. Brady needs somebody now, but we know where he's going. We know who he's going back with, right? Because when he said to Marlena, don't worry, Marlena, I'm never going to let her back in my life. As soon as he said that, I said, well, every time they say never or, that's what's going to happen.
I have the same
what's
red
anybody
flag
else
feeling
think?
Right there.
right there.
Yep.
Brady's
same
going to fall right back into her
it's
trap.
It's the same trigger as no one can ever find out. And then somebody's going to freeze behind them listening, Or
and I'm
like
never
going to
leave you again.
I will never tell anybody. I will never cheat on you again. I will always. Or those scenes where they say, now, we're going to be honest with each other from here on out, right?
Yeah.
But one of them actually has
and no secrets between us.
yeah.
because Marlena gave Brady that look, like, and he says, don't worry,
right.
I know what you're thinking. No, I'm not going to, yeah. Because he says, I know I'm stuck with her because of Rachel. You know, she's always going to be part of my life. But, yeah. Okay. Sure, Brady. Anyway. So how'd you like that dress she had on?
Oh.
I saw she got best dressed or something for the week or whatever.
I didn't like it. I didn't like the hair either.
Yeah.
No.
The hair. Mm-mm. Yeah, the hair's different. She did look different with the
bang.
Yeah, they
gave her bang. Yeah.
Who we talked about? Nicole?
Kristen.
No, Kristen.
Kristen. Oh, yeah.
I didn't like the dress.
I didn't really pay attention to her hair, but yeah, I didn't like the dress at all.
Dress? Ugh. No. Oh, Anna, did you want to talk about Kate? We had Kate this week, the one with Roman in the pub.
Yeah, we had some great
Kate.
And no
one else?
Mm-hmm. I saw Wednesday, Thursday, and most of Friday, so I don't think there was anything before that for Kamen. But anyway, so they're just adorable. I'm so glad we're getting to actually enjoy them now that they're back together after all the drama over these last several months. I mean, I'm telling you, there's just something about the chemistry between those two because I was going to say Chris Kosicek. Roman's eye, I mean, Josh Taylor, he just beams when he's in the scene with her. It's so adorable. She brings out something in him that really is cute. I really, you know. But anyway, so let's see. So I'm trying to remember what the – first of all, I have to say I loved Kate's outfit. Lauren looked amazing.
Yes.
I love that blouse, the pants, but the blouse was gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Loved your hair, loved the blouse. Oh, gorgeous. Let's see. I'm trying to remember where it started. Oh, it was he knocks on the door and Marlena opens it. They go to Marlena and John. And she's like grabs him and hugs him. She's like, I'm so happy Kate came back and that she's okay. And you know, he's just like, she's like, please tell her that I'm just so happy for her and so, you know, so relieved and blah, blah, blah. And he says, well, you want to tell her yourself? And I thought that was a really nice moment.
Yeah.
So Kate walks in and they hug, you know, they have this really nice long friend, you know, girlfriend hug. And it was so sweet. And so that was nice. And then I just kind of watched her blouse after that because I was in love with it. No, I'm sorry. Anyway. No, excuse me, I've been coughing. So they, you know, they come in and visit. And I noticed that, like, Roman had his arm around Kate when he was sitting at the couch. You know how we watch for those things with the couples?
I know.
I know you know, girl. So anyway, so maybe I have to take over. I'm going to have to mute myself because I have to cough really bad. I'm sorry. So
I was doing that before.
I know. You sound like you have a cold. Oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
My allergies again. Between that and the cold. I don't know if it's a cold or more allergies now. I think the pollen is like really bad
thing.
Here.
Yes, it's bad here too. And the air quality index is the air quality alert.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm going to have to literally mute myself right now, so if somebody else wants to take over with that for a minute.
Okay, we'll talk. What about? So, do you have any more? Oh, what they were saying about, you know, the fashion and stuff. I have to say about Teo and Leanne, of course, they always look.
Yes,
whatever
they
were.
They always match
class
up.
Class and sophistication.
I think Teo and Leanne kind of, and Teo's really good at this. Ever since the 80s, they'll talk and they'll kind of match their outfits because they are, you know, that classic couple, and everybody knows it's them, and they're always matching in a way. I love it.
Oh, yeah, they did. I liked the tie Teo had on, too. It was kind of very eye-catching with the white and the red. I mean, I noticed it, like right away. And Anna always looked good. So, all right.
Okay.
What else?
Okay,
you're back?
I think I coughed as much as I could for a minute. I'm trying to, basically, they talked for a while with Marlena and kind of schmoozed and, you know, kind of revisited some things. I'm trying to draw on a blank now about, I think they kind of updated on, I don't know, a couple of things. Yeah. And then, because Kate was furious that, you know, she's like, oh, I know. When they were back at the pub, you know, Roman, he was like, this is your first full day back in Salem. Do you want to do this or that? Or like he's just like offering her like these different, they were sitting there eating. I think they were eating. And she's like, you know, honestly, all I really want to do is go and see Lucas. She says, I need to see my son, you know, to go to Statesville and all. So not exactly what most people would have on their list to go to the prison, but, you know, but I could see. I hope we get a Lucas scene with them, some scenes with them. I hope it's not just off camera.
Yeah.
And then they were sitting there talking about all that. And then she says, and while I'm there seeing Lucas, she goes, I also want to go say something to Megan Hathaway for all the hell she put us through. And as she says that, Megan walks in dressed to the nines, of course.
Yeah.
Walks in makeup, full makeup, hair, dress, a whole bit. And she's like, oh, well, I'm right here. What do you want to say? Or, you know, I'm just guessing, but, you know, like basically. And they turn around, they're like, what? So that's how they found out that she was out. And then, I don't know,
right.
If somebody wants to fill in any of the other parts, I can't try to remember what.
Hey, Anna.
Oh, I guess at one point they were, Roman stood up and he got in between them to, like, protect Kate. Like, he knew Kate was going to maybe go off on her or something.
Yeah.
And I know they were talking. And that's when she said to Chris.
That's when she called Chris.
Oh, I don't know. For some reason, I wanted to call you Chris. And so,
Chris.
Yeah, but that's when that scene happened. But I'm trying to remember, what was Kate doing? She was in the background, but I think she was trying to, I don't know. Does anyone remember?
Did you want to ask Anna something?
Oh,
you said?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, before we move on from Kate, I just have a quick question, and then I want to get Anna's response. Is Vivian Alamein, is she in jail because of her burying Kate alive? Is that why she's in jail? Because she's coming out soon.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
I heard that there's going to be Kate and Vivian scenes, and I was just wondering if Anna was excited for that.
I know she's supposed to be on, yeah.
Oh.
But
well, I don't know if
she did.
Louise Terrell's playing her, though.
Yeah, Louise is coming back. But,
no, there's still footage. She's coming back soon. But I'm trying to remember because I remember she's still in jail because Anna got a call from the prison from her a while back. And I thought,
right.
I honestly thought it was because she killed Kate, well, thought she did, and buried her alive in the dirt. Remember that? I thought that's why she was still in jail.
I can't remember if that's what finally caught up with her or something else now that I think about it.
I think it's something else. I thought that was a long time. I don't know. Anybody remember? Jen, do you remember?
No.
Yeah, I know. I think it's something else other than that. But I don't know. I guess she's been in jail for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, they need to release her, but they need to release Lucas, too. I think Carrie did say that, too, about it.
Doesn't it have something to do with Lonnie?
What?
Because, Stefan jumped in front of, Jake. That's how he got shot, right? Trying to protect Vivian.
Oh,
did she try to kill Lonnie? I don't know.
Maybe.
I can't remember. There's so much stuff going on. Yeah, she was kind of involved in that.
So she gets thrown in jail from trying to kill Lonnie, but she gets away with burying Kate alive after shooting her in the stomach? I know it's good, but Jesus.
I don't know. It could be that. I don't know. We'll have to some digging and go back and look at the
Louise Terrell's comment.
Yeah. Well, she's the best. She's Vivian. This is the only. Yeah. She was good. Yeah. So, yeah, we have other ones coming back. Some leaving. So, So, oh, and the other thing with Megan, she announced to everybody that she's going to go by the Mira now, and not Hathaway.
I like that.
She's taking the name. Yeah, she's taking the name.
She's got to be the new Stefano. She's got. I mean, I love it. Although I don't know how long I don't know how long Miranda's going to be on though, because she's actually, I think she's a professor in her real life.
Okay.
Something
and then
like
we got
that.
Her son. I don't know where he hasn't come into the mansion yet, so I don't know how involved he's going to be with the whole Tamara thing. So, and who they're going to put him with? I don't know. Anybody here?
I think I would love for him to clash with Johnny, since they're the two younger generations.
True. Yeah, they're the grandchildren there. Yeah.
He looks a lot older than
be.
Johnny, though.
Yeah, he's older, but
yeah, he is. He's older. Yeah.
He's still the grandchild. So.
Oh, and then we have Xander and Chloe. What do I think of them? they're trying to put the stuff up on the wall, and I don't know. They keep switching women on. I mean, this is like three of them now, right?
Yeah.
Sarah, Gwen,
and Chloe.
And Chloe.
Sarah's a soulmate, though. It's always Sarah.
Well, yeah, and she's coming back. Of course, she's pregnant with his baby, I guess. So unless she tries to say it's Rex's, I don't know. So I don't know. And I think Chloe's leaving, but I don't know.
Why do they always have two? It seems like whenever there's a baby story, whenever there's a pregnancy story, there's always two different couples with the same type of situation at the same time. It always seems like that, and it's kind of annoying.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Did we talk about Paulina and
Abe? Shut up, Siri. Paulina and Abe? I don't know. This stupid Siri she pops up on. Okay. But what about Paulina and Abe? What did you... We were talking about Go ahead.
I didn't watch your scenes. Did we talk about them? I was just going to get a recap from you guys.
Abe getting hit.
And the whole poison thing, and the threat. Now they all know it's Colin and Talia.
The threatening.
So that's where we are with I guess is he still in surgery, or did he come out?
Yeah.
Or she's supposed to be. Oh, okay. No. And then the other thing is we saw Harris and Sean. They're still over in Greece, and he wanted to see Hope, but Sean wouldn't let him see Hope, and he just wanted Hope to know that he was gonna watch out for Megan, so Megan doesn't come after Bo. I guess she's still after Bo, I guess. Or she was worried. Who was she asking? She was asking somebody how Bo was.
I think she asked Roman.
Yeah. So I don't know if she's going to be too much. I mean, I think she's going to be too much involved now with the Demirers and trying to take over or something, I think. I don't know. We have Gabby and Stefan. They're still plotting.
But as far as Megan, she was definitely told somebody. Was it the Harris guy? Or no, who was it that she said? Well, she was definitely going to, was it Sean? I can't remember who it was she was in a scene with. I think, was it Harris? That Harris guy?
Yeah, Harris and Sean are in Greece. Now Megan's back in Salem.
But I'm trying to think, who did she tell that she was definitely going to be sticking around? Like, somebody was telling her that, was it Roman? I don't know, somebody was telling her that, well, she's in, he's in a coma right now. And then she said, well, I'm going to make sure that I stick, you know, I'm there when he's, you know, so they said something like, oh, was somebody sticking her in the, like, I don't know, somebody that's like a adversary of hers was saying,
yeah.
Well, you could go.
Was it her son?
Man. No, I don't think so.
Was
that
it Kristen?
No.
Who?
Oh,
was
yeah,
it Kristen
had seen.
Yeah,
you know,
she was saying, oh, you can change his bedpans. And she said, no, she's like, I'll let Hope do that. But when he comes back from out of his coma, she goes, like, you guarantee, you bet your, you know, ass I'm going to be there.
Mm, okay.
So basically, yeah, so, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. So they did. So she's definitely still obsessed with him. That's right. It was Kristen. You're right. Because I couldn't picture who it was, but that's who it was. And wasn't that still when they were in prison
yeah.
together?
Yeah.
They were talking about.
Yeah. Right. Right before they got out.
Yeah.
Was Rachel the town Calliope knows everything?
Yeah.
I think that's all I have here. Did we miss anything? Or anybody else want to talk about anything else? I don't know. Anything coming up? I guess we...
Did we act?
Yeah,
we talked about
Monday.
The reaction.
Monday?
You were talking about the reaction of Gabby and when Gabby saw Kristen and, like, it just talked about, they were talking about their wedding.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And she goes after Kristen, like, what are you doing here? You know. You get this to me and blah, blah, blah. And, and then Stefan was like, but maybe, you know, like he tried to rein Gabby back in. So he said, this is
her
vote. Might need to rely on her vote. And she's like, because Kristen Snively said something like, well, I would love to stand up for you at the wedding.
You're
me
of honor.
And she's like, no way in hell kind of thing. And then later, Stefan's like, you know, the stress of planning a wedding. Gabby just got a little over. She's just really stressed about it. Because they're kissing her butt now.
Yes.
That was funny. But anyway. Okay, that's the only thing I could think of. That was cute.
That's different. Okay. And then what's coming up in the previews? I know it was out there, but I can't remember. Is there previews coming up that they show for next week?
I watched it. I can't remember. I mean, I know there's going to be more of the whole Damara clan, and each person's going to be talking with each, you know.
And I think Anna's on Wednesday, too, right? Not to,
yeah, with
I think
Nicole.
Anna and Nicole. Same with Nicole. Yeah. And they're both on, I think, on Monday, then, to see what happens.
Oh, I do remember. I remember in the preview, there was a quick scene of EJ... I think I'm remembering right, that EJ asking Nicole when she was going to tell him that she's pregnant with his baby or something like that. So he finds out. So I guess we're just going to have to wait and see how he finds out.
How
and
finds
I hope
out,
it's not
right.
Tony. I hope it's not Tony.
He might lose his happy home. I don't know.
I think Anna's really going to have some abstinence for a while if he's still.
He'll be in the guest room.
Well, happy Memorial Day, you guys.
Yes, happy Memorial
Day.
Happy weekend, everybody, and for those who
long weekend
lost loved ones and the wars and stuff, and want to honor them and hope that everyone has a safe holiday and Anybody traveling anywhere? I mean, not you have to say where, but anybody on the road or in flight anywhere?
No. Stick around home this time. This weekend.
What's that?
Yeah. Sticking around home this weekend. Staycation. Yeah.
Yeah. Staycation. It's going to be in the 90s, so I'm actually going to the beach on Monday.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Nice. Yeah, it's just really, the pollen count's so high right now here, and the air quality thing right now. So I'm just like, I just step out with the asthma thing. So I'm like, it'll be mostly indoors at least till tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night it's supposed to lift some, but anyway. Well, everybody be safe and get well. Hope you get over your cold and allergies, Marianne, and hope everybody has a nice spend some time with family or friends, or just relax and all that good stuff.
Okay. Yeah, so feed up.
All right. See you next week.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Take care, everybody. Bye.